Ballots in Arizona, Florida, and California include measures about same-sex marriage. In Arkansas, voters have already outlawed it. This year, residents of that state will decide whether unmarried couples who live together can adopt kids or be foster parents. Both supporters and opponents say the measure targets gay couples. From member station KUAF in Fayetteville, Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Dave Hunter walks along Park Street in Fayetteville. The 66-year-old married minister's canvassing against the ballot initiative.
Oh, good morning. I'm Dave Hunter, volunteering with Arkansas Families First. Are you planning to vote on November 4th?
Absolutely.
That's 93-year-old Ellen Smith, who answers the door in her flowered dressing gown. She tells Hunter she'll vote against it.
I'm all for doing it. I have a beautiful little granddaughter that my gay son and his partner have adopted. So I'm all for it.
If passed, Arkansas would join Utah as the only states to prohibit unmarried couples from adopting or fostering children. Mississippi banned same-sex couple adoption 8 years ago. Florida bars single gays and lesbians from adopting. But in Arkansas, momentum is building to block such a move. 3 weeks ago, under public pressure, the Arkansas Department of Human Services lifted its 10-year ban on unmarried couples serving as foster parents. 13 retired Arkansas judges, including 3 former state Supreme Court justices, opposed the measure. Back in 2006, that court struck down a state policy banning same-sex foster parents. All this frustrates Jerry Cox. He's head of the Conservative Family Council Action Committee, which sponsored the November ballot initiative.
We said from the beginning that our purpose in passing this act was, number one, to protect child welfare. But number two, we said that it was to blunt the gay agenda that wants to use foster care children and adoptive children as pawns in their effort to try to gain legitimacy for the gay lifestyle.
In 2004, Arkansans voted to ban gay marriage, but this measure is not faring as well. The latest nonpartisan Arkansas poll found 55% oppose it. The governor of Arkansas and other lawmakers have publicly denounced the ballot initiative. Arkansas Families First campaign director Brett Kincaid says people are against it because it's anti-child.
The far right wing that's pushing this is trying to turn this into an argument about adult behavior. They have a political agenda that they're trying to push, and unfortunately, they've decided to use children as pawns in that game.
Last year, 7,000 children entered state foster care, a one-quarter increase this decade. At the same time, fewer foster parents have signed up to take kids home. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.